WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A state trooper and a trucker were injured Monday morning following a crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville. DPS Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says both drivers were transported to St. Joseph's in Bryan with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morgan says the unidentified trooper was attempting to pass the westbound semi when the trucker started a left turn into an oil field and was struck by the patrol car. Sunday night, a crash on Highway 21 near OSR west of Bryan resulted in one death and one with critical injuries. DPS investigators are still investigating how an eastbound pickup went through the median and struck an oncoming car head-on. The driver of the truck, who was killed at the scene, was identified as 79-year-old Joyce Miller of Normangy. The driver of the car, who was flown to St. Joseph's, was identified as 19-year-old Burnell Sample of Spicewood. This year's local observance of the annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service took on added meaning.
Bells signaling the last call were played in honor of 20 Texas firefighters and 106 around the country who died last year. Names that were read included Bryan's Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace. College Station Fire Chief Eric Hurt noted that was one of three fire events nationwide where there were multiple deaths, and they all took place in Texas.
This is a trend that we must try and continue to try to stop. The loss of these firefighters has a tremendous impact on families, communities, fire departments across our nation.
There were also multiple casualties last year in West and Houston. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College is holding faculty job fairs today in both Bryan and Brenham.
We will have a hiring fair in all disciplines to find additional faculty members in preparation for the spring of 2015 and the fall of 2015.
Blinn's Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen invites prospects to the student centers on both campuses today between 3 and 8. Action during the last Bryan City Council meeting included offering an economic development incentive to a longtime business that's expanding. Mayor Jason Bienski says it involves Callaway Jones Funeral Home on South College, which has been in business 64 years.
We look at it as an economic development opportunity and redevelopment of that South College corridor where a lot of things could be happening in that area. And so we're excited to keep that business here in Bryan, a longstanding, longtime taxpayer here, and help them with their growth and expansion.
The city will reimburse half of the tax charged on the expansion as long as the additional value is a minimum $1 million and it adds 2 full-time employees. Major changes are on the way about the administration of the state's largest economic development fund. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner agrees with the recommendations made by the state auditor to impose stricter controls over the Texas Enterprise Fund.
We do need to look forward, increasing the oversight and increasing the control to make sure that we're using our taxpayer dollars effectively and appropriately. And the bottom line is transparency and accountability.
Schwertner says there's a place for the Enterprise Fund and the state's Emerging Technologies Fund as economic development tools. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 71 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. More news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends. And that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T. Sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:09. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. There'll be some passing clouds now and again. Temperatures today near 90, a few spots just above 90. The clouds roll in overnight. There may be a little bit of fog, 70 to 75. Clouds will give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow, high of 90. There is the chance of an afternoon storm. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Clouds on Thursday, a shower or thunderstorm could develop late in the day, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, Patrick, are you excited? Windows 9 is going to be out. It's going to be previewed today.
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, previewed.
Previewed
man,
today. Yeah.
Man, I missed that one.
Yep. Yep, yep. The upgrade in Windows 9 is expected to be available free for Windows 8 users, though it's not officially confirmed. I'm still on.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
The rumor.
Yeah. I'm still doing XP. I can't. What?
Come on.
What?
Scott?
I don't like the look of it. I just don't what? Like the desktop. I know. Wait, go ahead. Go ahead.
Change bad.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be hacked one of these days. Why does my computer.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Be drug kicking and screaming into the 21st century.
Well,
I know.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's fine. My mom will have a computer that's faster than mine. Anyway, the upgrade is available. Windows 9 expected to be available free for Windows 8 users. So
probably next summer.
Yeah, it's not been officially
this is a developer's
yet.
Preview.
Yeah, so there. Howsomever, you know, while we talk about all that and cell phones, if you say OtterBox, right, you know, those things, which are really pretty cool. I mean, they have a pretty good reputation when it comes to protecting smartphones from the clumsiness of those human beings that carry them around. But apparently there's no substitute for its aquatic namesake. Enter Starsky, a 9-year-old otter and resident of England's Cornish Seal Sanctuary that quickly retrieved a smartphone after it was dropped into a pool by a member of the staff. While the animal care assistant Jenny Lewis feared her phone would be laid to rest in the watery grave, Starsky got to work. The Asian short-clawed otter, which arrived at the sanctuary in 2009 along with his brother Hutch, get that? Starsky and Hutch, yeah. Anyway, dove down to the depths of the tank, emerged seconds later with a brightly colored device clenched between its paws. Oh, that was smart, didn't even put it in its mouth. Starsky calmly handed the phone back to the appreciative Ms. Lewis, who was astonished by the act of kindness by the genuine otter. So there. What a great transition as we talk about critters this morning. So here from the Humane Society, in a busy week, here's Leah. How are you?
Yeah, busy week. That's an understatement.
Understatement, yes. Exactly. It's time for the long puppies to run short distances.
It is. Yeah, that's a very good way to describe Wienerfest.
Yeah.
Folks, it's Wienerfest time. It's October 4th, this Saturday. Wolfpen Creek starts off first thing in the morning with the 5K run walk, which is open to without dog runners or walkers. And then we have the costume contest throughout the day, the wannabe a wiener race, and obviously the dachshund races as well. I'm wearing last year's t-shirt.
You are?
Because last year was the first year there was a long-haired dachshund on the t-shirt, and this year I haven't even seen this year's t-shirt yet either. I know they've kind of become little hot commodity collectible items here in town and especially through the dachshund racing world. Is that
maybe? Yeah, I guess. Well,
it does exist, folks. So that's, we're looking forward to having that. The shelter staff will be out there selling the t-shirts and so forth as well. Vendors and booths throughout the day that are family fun, supporting the shelter, supporting our cause. And again, Wolfpen Creek, all things start at the 5K first thing in the morning. Remember, the Wannabe a Wiener race is open to all breeds of dogs. So you have a dachshund mix or a German Shepherd, like which on our poster. Whichever one you may have or somewhere in between can run in the Wannabe a Wiener race. And the costume contest is also open to all breeds of dogs, and registration still open as well. So go ahead and get your registration in for your critter.
We want to mention Friday night, too.
Friday night, exactly. We have boot camp the night before, so we're not sending you in blind on Saturday going, I hope you can figure it out.
Yeah.
No, we have boot camp the night before. Kind of gives you an idea of what you're supposed to be doing or what your dog's supposed to be doing. Yes, ideally a straight line from the start gate to you, but your dog might not be the fastest. It might just be the shortest distance run.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes they like to visit or sometimes they like to annoy one another too. Dachshunds sometimes don't play well together.
And then sometimes it's just, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff. Left, right, left, right. Oh, back to the start gate.
Yeah,
back
that's what makes again. It fun. Yeah.
And it is very entertaining. And then we do have those very heated competitions where it's, you've seen some of the pictures, I'm sure, in the past where it's been neck and neck or short leg and short leg, I don't know what to call it. So, and a wonderful group of dogs. The Bark Leaders will be announced. Our Humanitarian of the Year and our Volunteer of the Year will also be announced out at that event. And we will have the Bark and Build Dog Houses and Dog Furniture, which is a sustainable dog house competition, will be on display for voting and so forth as well on Saturday. So a whole lot going on. And then if you can't have enough that week, the next week will be at St. Francis Fest on Rock Prairie. So more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org. And
now the shelter's still open on Saturday.
We are not.
You're not open.
We
okay.
are not open
right.
on
I'm glad
Saturday.
I asked.
Glad
okay.
you asked because I forgot because I told the staff we've closed, but I need to relay that to the rest of the general public.
So understand it's a little different,
because we just can't man two facilities and this large of an event.
Sure.
Now, generally, we have an event like the next week. We're at St. Francis Fest. We will still be open at the shelter on October 11th, but not on this Saturday on October 4th. So come and visit us at Wiener Fest.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks
and
a bunch.
Call Animal Control if you find something.
Okay. Oh, no. And we visit folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays from WTEW. And also, Lucia's here this morning to talk about Chamber Things. So tell me about Chamber Things.
Well, today we have the Transportation Forum at the Hilton College Station from 11:30 to 1 that's going to focus on the need for additional state and local transportation funding. There might be a few slots available, so check your calendar and come out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We have our business after hours this month at Chrome. It's free. It's October 16th from 5:30 to 7. So they're always fun. They always throw a good party. We have our wellness panel at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest on Thursday, October 9th from 11:30 to 1. And that will they'll present information on successful workplace wellness programs in Bryan College Station. And then the big thing this month is our annual Youth to Career Fair, October 22nd from 9 to 2:30 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. And we want to invite all businesses to come help the 8th graders find out what they need to do when they get to high school. They have to kind of choose a path in high school. So it's a good program.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
So come and donate your time. So if you need any information, just give us a call at 260-5200 or go online at bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
I figure if you're a football fan, you're going to be watching the Aggies this weekend. Where are you watching them? A great place to watch the Aggies would be at the Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, the place that's formerly Briarcrest Country Club. Reason being, great place for watch parties because there are 13 flat-screen TVs in the bar, on the patio, in the game room with the two high-definition golf simulators that double as 10-foot-tall HD TVs. Why not do that? And go in there and check out the indoor waterfall that they have. And they have drink specials, including half-price maroon-out margaritas, $2 off buckets of beer, and they have their house-made pizzas. Plus, they've got, by the way, while we're talking about that, fall leagues for golfers, that's coming up pretty soon. So many things that are open to the public now at the Phillips Event Center. In addition, of course, to the golf, there's swimming and tennis, and their banquet facilities, their business meeting facilities, and they're a premier facility when it comes to just daily dining. If you're looking for a business lunch or a business dinner, that's a great place for it. A meeting, your staff or having clients in for a meeting, Phillips Event Center works for that. And remember, if you're in charge of the Christmas party, go ahead and book it right now. You can do that at the Phillips Event Center. Take a tour and you'll see all the amenities they have available for you. 776-0133 for more information. The Phillips Event Center at Briarcrest, not a country club, but definitely not your average bar, restaurant, or golf banquet facility. 776-0133.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets, and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming, and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists, and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It looks like a positive start for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures are pointing higher ahead of the Tuesday session on Wall Street. The major market indexes are on track to post gains for the third quarter. Business declined slightly last week for the nation's biggest retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were down 0.2%. Supermarket operators SuperValue and Albertsons say customers' payment information may be at risk because their payment systems were hacked. For SuperValue, the data breach is the second one in recent weeks. The quest for a superfood never ends for some people. NPD Group is preparing a national eating trend survey. A representative who provided a preview to the Wall Street Journal said kale is so 10 minutes ago. Chia seeds are currently in the limelight. Hummus, hot pepper sauces, and quinoa have all had their moment. NPD says the top 10 foods today are the same as a decade ago. Only the order has changed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Think you can't afford?
Whether you're trying to figure out how to pay off a student loan or how you're going to pay for retirement, the tough economy is affecting all of us. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know help is available for whatever kind of debt problem you're facing. The NFCC is a nonprofit organization with certified counselors who can show you how to make educated decisions. You're not alone. Call the NFCC at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service from the NFCC.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work, like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Fans, join us tonight beginning at 7 o'clock on this radio station for the Kevin Sumlin Show, 7 to 8, Wings and More on University Drive. Coach responds to questions about Aggie football.
You know, I think that he continues to improve. I think he understands where he can get better. I think, you know, the more that we've been able to do that, the more he understands where he needs to go. It's been a learning experience for him, but I think he continues to get better.
All right. The Kevin Sumlin Show is tonight from 7 until 8. We have a toll-free number that we give you during that hour where you can call in from out of town to ask questions about Aggie football with our head coach. Also, we take questions from the floor, so come and join us live tonight. Wings and More on University Drive from 7 until 8 o'clock, the next edition of the Kevin Sumlin Show, talking about our past games and talking about what's coming up during this 2014 season. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. 6620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, you wouldn't think that losing weight can be very expensive, but it can. No matter if you go to a doctor or go to one of those commercial weight loss programs in the mall, it's going to cost you a small fortune. But how would you like to go on a doctor-designed diet, lose all the weight you want to lose, and all for about one-tenth the price? Well, that's exactly what the Dr. Steelman diet from the Activate company is, and costs less than your first visit to a doctor or a weight loss center. And right now, in the midst of this really bad economy, isn't it nice to know that you can get help losing all the weight you want to lose and save a bunch of money at the same time? All you have to do is call 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411. Or you can visit them on the web at activateproducts.com. That's active, the number 8, products.com. Or 800-465-4411.
George, well, he was an active kid, but when you're raised on a farm, active is kind of an understatement. And when it's a dairy farm in Jefferson, Iowa, well, you work from sunup to sundown. Hours before George walked to school, he was up with his brother milking cows and feeding the livestock. And after school, it was more of the same. The brothers even started a milk delivery business using their bikes to deliver the fresh milk to customers. It took a lot of pedaling, but George said it wasn't any harder than the farm work. And he was something of an athletic kid to begin with. In fact, the only thing he loved more than sports was numbers. Yeah, numbers. He seemed to find every opportunity to use them. In 1918, George enrolled in the University of Iowa. That athletic build of his worked well on the football field, and he found he had an interest in the school newspaper, too. Turns out old George liked college quite a bit, and he didn't leave until he had not one, but 3 degrees. And he never lost his love for numbers. Not only was he a good student, but he was also a great observer of people. Like most college guys, he found himself particularly interested in girls. No surprise there. One day, a rather lively discussion came up with some fellow college men about who the prettiest girl in school was. Well, needless to say, everyone had their own opinion. That gave George an idea. He would find out if there was a consensus on campus about who the prettiest girl was. So George started asking everyone he knew, and a few he didn't, their opinions on the subject. After lots of asking and counting, George finally declared a winner. It was a lovely young lady named Ophelia Smith. Evidently, George thought so, too, because it wasn't too many more months before Ophelia became his wife. But more importantly, George found his life's calling. He went on to teach at the university for a few years while continuing his research in mathematics and statistical analysis. But it's a little-known fact that from this simple task of finding the prettiest girl in school came a career that has then guided the career of so many more, especially politicians. You hear his name every time there's an election or anything of significance happening. And it all started with finding Ophelia. The athletic young man who loved cows and numbers was a great statistician. George Gallup, founder of the Gallup poll, and his search for Ophelia was the first poll he ever conducted.
Acme Glass wants to take an opportunity to thank all their loyal customers. You know, in 65 years, you end up with a lot of loyal customers, but there are always people who are new to town who need to understand what kind of opportunities they have and options when it comes to glass. Well, again, with 65 years experience, people from all walks of life have come to know that Acme Glass can be there and do the job when you need it, because it's important when glass needs to be replaced. There's security concerns, there's safety concerns. Acme Glass understands that. They'll come to you and they'll fix the glass in your home, in your business, your vehicle, your piece of heavy equipment that's out in the middle of the field someplace, agricultural equipment or construction equipment. They'll come to you. All it takes is a phone call to Acme Glass. They'll be on the way. Have you gotten a little pop or a chip in your windshield because something got thrown up into the windshield? Get that thing fixed quickly because it can end up being a crack and that can spread across your windshield. I had that happen to me on a Saturday morning. It took about 16 minutes and they had it fixed for me. And by the way, if you get your windshield from Acme Glass and you get one of those pops, they will repair that free for as long as you own that car. That's what you could expect from a company like Acme Glass, who's been around for 65 years. Downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M and College Station, Acme Glass.
Howdy, Ags. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Today, life's newest question. Do we live for the moment or record it for later? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. In today's world, our computers hold so much that's important to us. They serve as modern-day photo albums, virtual scrapbooks, digital filing cabinets. And as much as we like to think those digital files are indestructible, they're not, unless you back up with Carbonite. I trust Carbonite with all of my data, not just my family memories, but vital business information that's essential to my show. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud consistently and automatically. You don't even have to think about it. Instead, you can dedicate your energy to keeping your business moving forward. For all your computers at home and at work, trust Carbonite to keep your data safe and sound. Go to Carbonite.com now to get 20% off two-year subscriptions and 30% off three-year subscriptions for a limited time. You'll be joining the 1.5 million customers, including small businesses, that already entrust their data to Carbonite. And when you purchase now, you also get 2 free bonus months with offer code Kim. Simply go to Carbonite.com. Be sure to get your 2 free bonus months using offer code Kim. With video-enabled smartphones in the hands of just about everyone, and with a 24-hour news media calling all of them citizen journalists, we're now faced with a new moral question. Do we live for the moment or record it? The New York Times focused on something that it's calling the personal video industrial complex. Billions of smartphones feeding countless video hours each day to YouTube and the news media. Anything and everything is now content. It's unthinkable for a major event, an accident, a crime, a disaster, to not be recorded by someone. Every second of our children's lives are now recorded by video parent Rotzi. So, are we missing life by documenting it? If you focus on recording it, you can't be focusing on experiencing it. On the other hand, if you get a viral video, you can make millions. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Ending rabies. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Most people in the developed world don't give rabies a second thought. That's because dogs are routinely vaccinated, so it rarely threatens people. But worldwide, 70,000 people die each year from the disease, around half of them children. In the journal Science, Washington State University infectious disease pathologist Guy Palmer and his colleagues describe a plan to eradicate rabies.
By going in and doing mass dog vaccinations, you can reduce the burden from rabies in terms of public health basically to zero.
He says a campaign to vaccinate dogs in Tanzania over the past decade prevented the disease in people and even reduced infection of wild animals in nearby Serengeti National Park.
If you control it in the dog population, you actually can keep it completely out of the wildlife population as well.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Significant missteps and weak oversight were two of the observations made by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner about the administration of the Texas Enterprise Fund. That doesn't mean Schwartner wants to eliminate the economic development tool, though.
Yeah, I'm not very comfortable with every aspect of these funds, but you know, these funds have a part to play in the times that we live in. They are deal-closing entities, and we're competing against 49 other states and many other countries.
Schwartner agrees with the recommendations issued last week by the state auditor.
I think the time to put in stricter oversight and controls to make sure our taxpayer dollars are being utilized wisely is yesterday. So I look forward to seeing those auditors' recommendations put in place quickly.
Schwartner says in totality, over the last 10 years, the Enterprise and Emerging Technology Funds have been part of what's been called the economic miracle of Texas. The Bryan City Council began September with approving economic incentives for a new project slated to add at least $500 million to the tax rolls. During the council's last meeting, unanimous approval was given to offering Callaway Jones Funeral Home a 50% tax break on an expansion valued at a minimum $1 million.
We want to do all we can to retain those businesses, and he's wanting to invest a lot of money and expand his operations, and so this was something I think it amounts to maybe $15,000 over 5 years that he could be eligible for if he brings an additional $1 million in improvements to that location and some additional jobs.
Mayor Jason Byinski also considers it an important part of redeveloping South College near Aston Park and the municipal golf course. Two Bryan firefighters were among 20 in Texas and 106 nationwide who died while on the job last year.
Lieutenant Gregory W. Pickard. Lieutenant Eric D. Wallace.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor read the names of the men lost in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire in February 2013 as part of the local observance of the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service. College Station Fire Chief Eric Hurt says great advances in fire ground safety are offset by greater dangers.
We see more volatile materials, home furnishings, combined with lighter weight construction that cause quicker failure of a structure in a fire scene.
Hurt says it's a big challenge to reduce the number of firefighter fatalities.
I'm reminded of the old children saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Well, that's what we have to do to continue to work for the safety of the firefighters.
There will be a national service in Washington, D.C. a week from Sunday, October 12th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One person died and a second was critically injured from a crash Sunday night west of Bryan on Highway 21 near OSR. DPS reports the driver of an eastbound pickup went through the median and struck an oncoming car head-on. The driver of the truck, 79-year-old Joyce Miller of Normangy, was killed. The driver of the car, 19-year-old Burnell Sample of Spicewood, was flown to St. Joseph's. Then Monday morning, there was a crash on Highway 21 west of Madisonville involving a DPS patrol car and a semi. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan says both drivers were taken to St. Joseph's with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Morgan says the westbound patrol car was attempting to pass the semi when the trucker attempted to make a left turn into an oil field. The National Transportation Safety Board is now involved with a weekend crash that killed four members of the North Central Texas College softball team. Robert Sumwalt of the NTSB says there are no signs of braking or trying to avoid the Friday night collision on Interstate 35.
The real determination from what was going on inside that truck will come from the readout of the engine control module.
The trucker from the Fort Worth suburb of Saginaw says he was distracted by something in his cab that resulted in his 18-wheeler crossing the median and slamming into the bus. In addition to the four players who died, another dozen were injured. With the November election 5 weeks away, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan isn't just working on his campaign. Flores says he's assisting others around the country, which could make a difference in the agenda when lawmakers return to Washington next year.
If there's a change in the Senate, then I think there is one set of legislative priorities that will be in front of Congress that will probably be a smaller set, because what we would want to do is to push more of the priorities to the new Congress beginning in January 2017, when you have a like-minded Senate and a like-minded House.
Flores says if the election results in the continuing partisan division, some issues will be dealt with in the lame duck session before the end of the year. Continued growth at Blinn College means administrators are looking for more faculty members in all disciplines.
We do know that our growth will continue for the fall of 2015, and so being able to plan this far in advance is really strategic for meeting the needs of our students.
Blinn's Brazos County Campus President Sylvia McMullen says hiring fairs are taking place today from 3 until 8 at student centers in Bryan and Brenham. There are open positions for next spring as well as fall of 2015. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news for you at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
It's 840, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years.
Sunshine today. There'll be some passing clouds now and again. Temperatures today near 90, a few spots just above 90. The clouds roll in overnight. There may be a little bit of fog, 70 to 75. Clouds will give way to occasional sunshine tomorrow, high of 90. There is the chance of an afternoon storm. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Clouds on Thursday. A shower or thunderstorm could develop late in the day, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, here's a story for Clip Howard to use on Thursday on his outdoor thing. A fisherman over in Russia caught a bizarre fish with a human-like jaw. As it turned out, the fish was a guest from the tropics that swam into the waters of the northern Dvin River, according to NTV. The man, the fisherman, Alexander Korobov, an experienced fisherman. However, the fish that he caught one day in the river literally shocked him. I took it in my hands, he said, and smelled it, and it seemed to be fresh. I opened the gills. They were red, yet the mouth did not look like the mouth of a brim. So I opened its mouth, and I was horrified to see human-like teeth in there. I got scared a bit. For his part, Alexander then went to the local department for fishery, where scientists found it difficult to identify the fish. Fish looks like a brim, but the scales on it and the presence of the fin that it had on it makes it look like a salmon. Yet salmon cannot be the size of a brim. The teeth on the fish did look human. Fish is not from our region, the specialist said. So,
what's it called again?
Well, they don't know. That's the thing. They don't know what it is. Scientists at the Institute of Fishery and Oceanography believe the fish is a piranha.
Yeah.
This is a piranha, but the fact is that there are more than 90 species of piranha.
Mm-hmm.
The fish is...
that's pretty weird.
So this is a herbivorous piranha.
Which is why the teeth are like that. They sort of gnaw on roots and whatnot.
Oh, because when he said it had human teeth, I wondered if it had like a dip in it or something. I mean, was there a chaw in there?
Someone left their teeth in the glass overnight.
Something like that, and the fish swallowed it. Hello. Yeah.
Maybe it's a chupacabra.
Of course.
That was awesome.
I was talking. Did he hang up?
Yeah, I think he bailed. Did. One line and gone.
I asked somebody to describe his show to me the other day.
Clip Howard show?
Yeah. And they said, well, you know, he had Alabama on talking about, I think they've got a gospel album coming out. And they said he spent 7 minutes talking to them, but when the chupacabra people call, he spends 2 hours with them. I'm going, there you go. That's pretty good.
That's pretty much it.
About it. Well, you know, it was weird. We all know that. But that Michael Jackson Thriller thing was a pretty amazing deal when it came out back in 1983.
Yep.
14-minute film. John Landis pretty much directed the original. The Confidential Gossip column tells us now the New York Daily News says that Landis is going to come out with a 3D version, hopes to be able to show it in movie theaters. Said they'd have it released then after that on Blu-ray. Landis says that Michael always wanted to have that happen, and now with today's technology, the short film will look better than ever. The budget for Thriller was $500,000, which was a lot of money back then. I mean, for a music video, especially.
Yeah, no kidding.
Vincent Price didn't work for free.
Yeah, that's true. But again, it was pretty cool. It was pretty neat. But the mega success of the Thriller album, of course, easily made all that money back and a whole bunch more. So Thriller 3D version will be out in 2015, they tell us. So Taylor Swift needs a presidential motorcade to get around New York City, according to TMZ.com. Gosh, we haven't done a Taylor Swift story in so long.
Oh, good. So I love T-Swizzle.
Yeah. TMZ.com says that she's been sued by a chauffeur service Taylor's people signed up with the service back in June and made all sorts of odd demands, like when it was okay for the driver to speak to her. Taylor's security boss then asked the service to lease two more Chevy Suburban SUVs so that she could be whisked around like a head of state. 3 weeks later, security fired the limo company, leaving them responsible for the leases on the extra two rides, so the service filed suit against Taylor's company for all sorts of losses. So, just letting you know. So I guess they're going to have that testimony today, speaking of presidents and security and all that. Going to have that testimony today. This dude was like on the staircase going up to the going up to the private quarters.
And didn't have both of his natural legs.
Yeah.
Well, he had one of them.
Yeah, but man, and he carrying the other one under his arm. Yeah. anyway, hello.
Yeah, not to defend the old chipster, but, you know, you think about it, Alabama probably had barely 7 minutes where the Chupacabra people, they could spend 2 days.
Yeah.
They got plenty of time. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, you're right. I agree. I just...
Maybe it was Alabama who cut him short.
Well, and again, having not heard the show that day, I'm thinking, did he just mention Alabama, assuming that people thought that he was going to have Nick Saban on? So, I mean, I'm not... I don't know. I wasn't there. And you're right. The Chupacabra people have plenty of time. They get a comfy chair and a big gulp, and they're there for the duration. There's no doubt about that.
Well, man, but, I hope some responsibility is taken in this security breach.
Well, why would you think any would?
Well, in this administration, I wouldn't, but it'd be great to see someone start.
Yeah. Well, again, you'd think that everything should have been... When you consider, I'm sure they have motion-sensing things on the lawn. I mean, it would seem like this guy should have been... In
full
an
of
area
holes
where, yeah,
is
in
what
an area
he should have been.
Right, where he was detectable for quite a while.
When they said there were, what, like 1,000 security breaches?
Yeah.
He should have whistled while he walked. He had so many holes in him by the time he got to the front door.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And I don't think they need more people. I don't think that's what we're talking about here.
No.
I mean, are they relaxed because the big guy wasn't there?
Well, they were saying some of the doors weren't even locked.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I just...
Well, you would think, well, possibly, and I'm not saying it's right, but their thinking is if it takes so much to get to that door, why is it necessary for that door to be locked? But obviously, they'll change their thinking now because people were able to defeat whatever system it was that kept you from getting to that door.
I get it. But I'm betting a lot of it, and political correctness isn't probably the right way to say it, but we don't want to shoot anybody.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
well,
if you're getting that close to the president.
Yeah, sorry. No. That's not, no. You shoot.
Yeah, and what about this guy? What was his?
I don't know. I mean, we don't know that.
Just that he's from Copper's Cove.
Yeah, there you go. Well, lives there, not from there, right? The Copper's Cove High School furiously looking to see if he graduated from there.
He's not ours.
Please, no.
Yeah, right. In an annual report on bank fees, we learned that ATM fees are now at an all-time high, with the average out-of-network fee currently $4.
Eey.
And we learned that the national average for an overdraft now is $32.74.
Which just has always made me laugh. Okay. You don't have money, but we're going to take more.
Yeah. So that's, anyway. I don't have one of those ATM cards. I hear they're catching on, though. Okay. So
and
when,
you're still using XP.
Yeah, exactly. When Mom Sheridan Liskeen would introduce her daughter up until a few months ago, the response had always been, what a beautiful name. People would admire the name that the Sydney, Australia parents had borrowed from the ancient Egyptian goddess and given it to their daughter, Isis. But see, now, in recent months, instead of commenting on how unique and beautiful the name is, the girl is 8, introductions have been met with shock and fear. See, and that would also tell me basic stupidity from people. Although Sheridan and her husband Frank carefully selected their daughter's name from the ancient mythology because it represented strong vocal figures, it has recently, of course, been synonymous with the militant group. Says that Isis, who loves her name, is so far unaware of the evil that it's associated with, but it's beginning to affect the rest of her family. She said some friends have abandoned the couple, saying they're afraid to be associated with them. Her brother, Maximus, has already started to get teased at school about his sister's name. Well, hell,
come
his
on.
Name is Maximus. Ah.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah, why didn't you go to Odin? I mean, you know, geez, wow.
You'll flip that name around, just make her sissy.
Crazy, just crazy. 52-year-old woman Debbie Smythe wasn't going to let anybody carjack. No, that's Smythe. Wasn't going to let anybody carjack her car in Manchester, England. There's a video to prove it. The Debster steps out of her car. Guy climbs in, tries to pull away. That's when Debbie rips open the passenger side door, and after a 30-second struggle, yanks the guy out. He then runs away. She was left with some bruises. It's okay. Police encourage you not to try this. Don't do it. What, let them have your car? She didn't want to do that. Oh, let me see. I got a story on, please, I have to have, I don't have time. It's on Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. I'll repeat a story before I'll do a story on those two. Apparently, they're not getting along. On The View, and so as a result, you know, they want to bring that out for us.
I can sympathize. I don't think I get along with either of them.
Well, I agree. That's the thing. So, yeah, who would you take sides on that, huh? Whose side would you be on? Yeah, probably neither.
My own.
Yeah, really.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-825.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide, strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW season premiere of Once Upon a Time pulled in 9.4 million viewers Sunday night, possibly because the show now includes some Frozen characters. Show's best numbers since November 4th back in 2012. Howsomever, Sunday night football was the giant in the room. 19.9 million people, that's up from last week. Simpsons, with the death of one of his characters, picked up 8.5 million viewers, just a bit more than the Simpsons Family Guy crossover show that had 8.4. The big other shows on Sunday night, Madam Secretary, which did 12.7 million, and The Good Wife at 11.2. Okay, now I'd heard Madam Secretary is not any good, but apparently some people are watching it, so we'll see. And also,
yes.
Did you know that there are 2 million U.S. American vehicles that have a starter interrupter device installed in them?
No.
This is done by lenders. Who want to make sure you don't pay
so
your
you don't
bill?
Pay, they kill
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
you don't pay your bill, you don't get to drive your car, which, you know, sounds like an
seems
okay
fair.
Deal. I would think so. William Shatner's next venture. Do we want to call Mr. Downs?
Nah.
William Shatner's next adventure will be a cooking show. Daily Variety reports he'll be hosting a new online video series for Aura TV, in which he talks to various chefs and explores the roots of their various culinary approaches. May not have heard about it, but he's already done a series of shows for the network called Brown Bag Wine Tasting, in which he asks people to blindly taste wine and describe it in their own terms while talking about their lives and struggles. Now, he did an interview show, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, a few years ago. And the thing that was cool is he had two chairs that faced in different directions. So they faced each other, basically, and they were butt up right next to each other. And so visually, it was kind of an interesting show. And the only one I think I saw all the way through is when he was interviewing Leonard Nimoy, which, again, I thought was kind of interesting because it was Leonard Nimoy. But, you know, aside from that. As a caller said, when it comes to Whoopi and what's her name, just do what the viewers do and change channels and move on. So I did. So did you hear about these two British kids thought it would be funny to see if the new iPhone 6 would bend, as a few owners of the phone had been complaining. They also thought it would be a good idea to record their bending adventure in an Apple store and then share that on YouTube. So these two Nimrods, Danny and Kylie, who, after hearing complaints about bendy phones, decided to try and bend some displays of the display models of the i6 phone and the i6 Plus. During the process of struggling to bend the phones, they filmed themselves, destroying at least four phones, putting the damage in the range of $3,000. They did video it, and they did put it up.
Of course they did.
God. In the follow-up video, Kylie has apologized for the misguided act and says he takes full responsibility for the broken iPhones. He also clarified that they only damaged a single iPhone during the iStore trip, the Apple Store trip, the multiple takes reportedly of the same device.
Uh-huh.
They going to pay for it? That's all I want to know. All right, wash your ears out with this. Firefighters do more than just save cats that are stuck in trees. They rescue hamsters. Crew from the Lacey Fire Department, Washington State, rescued a family of pet hamsters from a mobile home fire. Firemen administered oxygen to the aid of the rodents, reportedly brought back to life from the incident. Sadly, one of the critters died later. No humans were hurt, however. And I save this till almost the end of the show. Man-made climate change stoked some of last year's most extreme heat on the planet. This according to a new report. LiveScience.com says 22 separate research teams have analyzed 16 of our extreme weather events that happened in 2013. That included the California drought and the devastating flooding in Colorado. The results published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorology Society found clear fingerprints of climate change on all five of those heat waves analyzed in the report. It's us. It's you. You're the problem. So stop breathing. It's causing the earth to get warmer. Just saying.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This isn't creepy at all. Two people in the world hold a record for the most number of fingers on a human. 25. What? 25 fingers. Okay? Both of them live in India. Imagine that.
That's no fair. When they were in school, their math was easier.
On this date in history. That's just weird. All right, on this date in history, here we got the first section of the Gutenberg Bible, the first book printed by movable type, published in Germany in 1452. The stapler was patented by Samuel...
Staple?
Slingline. No, Samuel Slocum. Samuel Slocum.
Was it red?
I don't know.
Probably not.
William Morton, a dentist, used an experimental anesthesia, ether, for the first time ever. No, here, really, try it. It won't hurt. That was in 1846. Babe Ruth set that home run record of 60 back in 1927. Ah, great day in television. The Flintstones premiered in 1960. I did see more episodes of that than I did of Cheers, 1982, and came in. So
no kidding.
Yep, back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station Broadcast.